The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Polk, Senator Nunn. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Cecilia Redmond.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Mr. President. Today's prayer comes from His Messenger, Major Butch Frost of the Salvation Army. Father God, we are so grateful for your faithfulness and providential care over our very lives. We praise you because we have given all of us another day to serve you. We praise you for those whom you have placed in this very room to lead and protect the citizens of Iowa. May you empower and strengthen them with your love and grace. Father, encourage their hearts today so they will know that you are God and you are good. We praise you for what you have done in the past through those whom you have anointed for such a time as this. And we look forward to how you will move in this place in the future. Now, may the business that is discussed today bring glory and honor to you. In the name of God Almighty, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. Secretary will read.
House File 20, Mr. President, the House has on April 4th, 2022 passed the following bills. House File 2562, a bill for an act regarding your property law, including mobile homes, manufacturers, and rental agreements, landlord and tenant remedies for retaliation, wrongful failure to provide essential services, rent increase, sale, manufactured home, community, or mobile park home, regulation by county cities, continuing non-conform use of manufactured modular and mobile homes, forcible entry and detainer actions, ban on mobile homes, including effect date and applicability provisions. The House has also on April 5th, 2022, passed the following bills. House File 2578, a bill for an act regulating appropriations for health and human services veterans, including other related provisions, appropriations, providing penalties, making effective date and retroactive other applicability date provisions. House File 2579, a bill for an act regulating to and making appropriations to state departments and agencies from Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, Technology Reinvestment Fund, providing for related matters, including effective date and retroactive applicability and retroactive applicability provisions. House File 2581, a bill for an act providing for programs and regulations administered and enforced by the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, providing fees and making penalties applicable. House File 2582, a bill for an act creating a sales tax rebate to the owner or operator of a newly constructed baseball and softball park project. Senate File 513, a bill for an act relating to persons experiencing mental health crisis, substance abuse disorder crisis, or housing crisis. Senate File 2370, a bill for an act relating to aircraft, including special certificates issued to aircraft manufacturers, transporters, dealers, and sales tax exemptions associated with aircraft providing fees, making penalties applicable, and including effective date and applicability provisions.
Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm in order for an introduction.
You are in order.
Thank you, sir. Today you'll see in the South Balcony our friends from the Salvation Army. They will be here from 10 until 3, led by Major Butch Frost, the Iowa Capital Area Coordinator. Cities from our communities include the Des Moines office, the ARC, the Temple Corps, and the Citadel Corps, as well as colleagues from Newton, Ottumwa, the Quad Cities, Waterloo, Iowa City, and Muscatine. Thank you for your service to our communities. Please welcome them here to the Senate.
For what purpose does the Senator from Lee, Senator Reichman, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would I be in order for a couple announcements?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, 74 years ago, the Tri-State Rodeo in Fort Madison, Iowa brought fast-paced rodeo action and top-name entertainment to Fort Madison, Iowa. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend you coming down. Senator Green did join me last year. Since 2000, the Tri-State Rodeo has been named the nation's top five large outdoor rodeos and continues to rank among the rodeos in the top in the Great Lakes Circuit. And today we have the pleasure of having Miss Rodeo for 2022. She was crowned on September 12th, 2021. It's Emma Blair of Kedgewick. So she represents all rodeos in Iowa. And we'd like to give her a warm welcome.
Thank you.
I have other visitors today. They've put up with me for the last 55 years and got me here today where I am, and they've been proud and supportive of almost everything I've done. There was this instance 29 years ago, I came home and told my mother I joined the Marine Corps. She wasn't very happy with me. But they've always been there and always supportive. My interior designer mother and my construction manager father, Larry and Paulette Reichman. Please welcome.
For what purpose does the senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Colleagues, I am happy to announce that it is my privilege this morning to introduce the Queen and the Court of the Tulip Festival in Orange City. They are joining us this morning. This is the Tulip Festival that is coming up May 19th, 20th, and 21st in Orange City. This is the 81st Tulip Festival that we have hosted in our community back in Sioux County. A festival that began in 1936 as a small celebration of Dutch heritage has turned into a major event in the state. So I'm very happy that Queen Naomi and her court are with us. I'm going to escort the Queen and her court to the front, and then they're going to share a little bit of information with you and give you some of the Dutch heritage that they represent. Also, we should announce that there are almond patties that they have that they're happy to share with us. And so if you want to make your way to the back of the chamber, you can pick up an almond patty at your convenience. So I'm going to...
Good morning. Thank you for allowing us to come today and share with you about our Dutch Heritage and Tulip Festival. I'm Naomi Mellema, the 2022 Tulip Queen, and with me is the rest of the court. And we just travel around Orange City and represent our Dutch Heritage and Tulip Festival, and we're excited to be here today. So I'll let the rest of the court introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Kate Hummel. My parents are Patrick and Julie Hummel, and I am also a senior at MLC Floyd Valley High School.
And I'm Naomi Mellema. My parents are Matt and Kristen Mellema, and I'm a senior at Unity Christian High School. We would like to invite you all to join us at Tulip Festival this year on May 19, 20, and 21, and celebrate with us about our Dutch heritage and spend time with our community. So lastly, we have a little Dutch dance to show you all, and then make sure to catch us in the back to get an almond patty. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor.
Yes, thank you. I did have a disclaimer with the Queen and her court beforehand when they invited me to dance. They assured me it was a simple dance. I said, well, I'm an educated person. I don't know if I'm a coordinated person. And so, I'm so excited that the Queen and her court are here. And please do make your way to the back. And the almond patties are delicious. So thank you again, everyone.
Senator Taylor, I think that video will go viral. So... we appreciate the entertainment this morning. For what purpose does the senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Just wanted to let my colleagues know that the Tama County pork producers have so graciously offered to come down and grill you lunch today. So please get down there and support our pork producers in Iowa.
For what purpose does the senator from Dickinson, Senator Rowley, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, seated in our gallery behind me this morning is our 2022 Little Miss Iowa, Caitlin Barr. Aww. Caitlin is a fourth grader attending Sacred Heart School in Spencer. The Miss Iowa Youth Program started 28 years ago for girls between the ages of 6 and 12. The program offers educational scholarships for young girls. Little Miss Iowa is crowned each year at a statewide pageant held in Muscatine. Little Miss Iowa focuses on volunteering and community involvement. Friends, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, please join me in welcoming Little Miss Iowa, Caitlin Barr.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the senator from Johnson, Senator Walls.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus upon the conclusion of state government.
Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I move the Senate recess until the conclusion of the state government committee.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be recessed until the conclusion of state government.
Republican caucus immediately in room 22. Republican caucus immediately in room 22.